650. The air is calm. The barometer is at 29.87, down slightly currently. And again, we're up one from the overnight low. It is 31.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, proud to contribute to many community projects and activities.
It is 6 o'clock. This is WRCO-FM Richland Center. The news at 6 is sponsored by Scott Industries. Enjoy the benefits of working at Scott's, including unparalleled opportunities for career advancement, and by Richland Mobile Mart, the West Side Handy Stop.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The White House says it's preparing major sanctions against Russia for the death of dissident Alexei Navalny.
The sanctions are expected to target Kremlin defense industries and other revenue sources. Navalny died in prison Friday. His family claims he was murdered and accuses the Kremlin of covering it up, refusing to release his body.
He was a friend and a person who really invested a lot of hope and passion.
Navalny's friend is now sharing letters the two recently exchanged. He says Navalny wrote from prison about the conditions he faced, his concern about U.S. politics, and his love of traveling.
ABC's Perry Russum in Washington. Federal prosecutors are now saying that the former FBI informant accused of lying about Hunter and Joe Biden, Alexander Smirnov, has admitted that Russian intelligence officials were involved in passing on the information. In Ukraine, Russian forces are launching new assaults and recovering some ground they lost last summer, and two men now charged with murder in last week's shooting at the Super Bowl rally. This is ABC News. Beginning today, the first trial of the movie set shooting in New Mexico that killed cinematographer Helena Hutchins.
The armor on the film Rust, Hannah Gutierrez-Reed, goes on trial today for involuntary manslaughter and tampering charges. They'll start with jury selection in Santa Fe, New Mexico. Prosecutors say Gutierrez-Reed was negligent in handling weapons and ammunition on the set in October of 2021, one of the factors that led to Alec Baldwin pulling the trigger on a gun that should never have been loaded with live rounds. Baldwin is also facing an involuntary manslaughter charge. His trial date has not yet been set. Jason Athenson, ABC News. Hollywood.
More than 150,000 Americans will start getting notices later today that their student debt is being forgiven. It's part of a Biden administration plan to help students who have been paying down loans for at least 10 years. And a lot of us are paying a lot to stream our favorite shows. A new survey says on average, American households are paying $77 a month for all of our streaming services. That works out to nearly, get this, $1,000 a year. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
When you're on the move, your convenience stop is Richland Mobile Mart. Start the day with fresh coffee, donuts, and delicious breakfast sandwiches. Make mealtime easy with take-and-bake deli fresh pizzas, kitchen fresh sandwiches, salads, cookies, and so much more. The Mobile Mart also has all your favorite beer, wine, and liquors. Plus, touch-free automatic and self-serve car washes, too, at Richland Mobile Mart, Highway 14 on Richland Center's west side.
Scott Industries is hiring for manufacturing positions in Muscadet, Wisconsin. Machine operators start at $15 per hour. You may earn $20 per hour or more through incentives. All night shifts receive a $2 per hour night bonus. Work at modern state-of-the-art facilities. Excellent profit sharing plan, medical and life insurance, paid holidays and vacations. Apply at Scott Industries in Muscadet. Call 739-3171 for an appointment to fill out an application.
Boscobel is Wisconsin's outdoor recreation destination. The Boscobel Chamber of Commerce encourages your visit soon. Clare Bank is a strong community bank with 8 locations, including Boscobel. Clare Bank's motto is, "We can do that." Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Boscobel Pharmacy gives the best care for the best you with excellent service. A dedicated and experienced staff is ready to meet your home health care needs. And Total Protect specializes in fire alarm installation and repair, security cameras, telephone systems, and audio and video solutions throughout Southwest Wisconsin. Today's Look at Sports is sponsored by Bindle Tire and Auto, your tire and minor repair headquarters, and the Richland Hospital, where everything they do is all about you. Last night in girls basketball, it was a win for Ithaca over Riverdale, 54-40 in the D5 tournament. Also a victory for the Elma Center Lincoln team over Hillsboro, 42-33. Kickapoo, 53. Lafarge Youth Initiative, 30. And Brookwood got the win against Wanewoc Center, 62-56. River Ridge over North Crawford, 64-36. Wazika Steuben, 65-23 over Seneca and Highland, 47. And Benton, 31.
1. Division 4 games, Luther 58, Westby 29, and Lancaster over Iowa Grant 48-32. Darlington bested Boscobel 71-46. And in Division 3, it was a win for Bigfoot over River Valley 47-31. And Dodgeville a winner against Richland Center 82-29. Tyler Wall scored 18 points, and Max Klesman scored 16, and Wisconsin made 11 of 12 foul shots in the last 42 seconds to fend off Maryland 74-70. Chucky Hepburn scored 11 points, and A.J. Storr 10 for the Badgers, who finished 28 of 31 from the foul line. Also last night, it was number 15 Creighton knocking off number 1 UConn 85-66. From the NHL ice, Washington 6-2 over New Jersey. Florida 1-3-2 over Ottawa in overtime. The Rangers 3, Dallas 1. The Islanders 5-4 over Pittsburgh in overtime. Winnipeg 6, Minnesota 3. Colorado 3-1 over Vancouver. Nashville 5, Vegas 3. And Los Angeles beat Columbus by a score of 5-1.
Did you know that a transmission flush and fill should be done every 50 to 60,000 miles to keep everything running correctly? Bindle Tire and Auto wants to help you keep your vehicle running as efficiently and economically as possible. Whether you need tires, brakes, oil changes, batteries, hoses, exhaust, transmission flush and fill, cabin filter, serpentine belt, alignment check, digital alignment, or on-the-farm call, trust Bindle Tire and Auto to be there for you. If you have questions about your vehicle or need an appointment, call Bindles at 647-5851 today.
Heart disease is the leading killer of men and women in the United States. One way to support your heart health is by working more movement into your day. It's recommended that adults get 150 minutes of moderate intensity cardiovascular exercise each week. But adding any movement to your day is a step in the right direction. February is American Heart Month, and the Richland Hospital and Clinics encourages you to take a step toward heart-healthy living.
Today's forecast calls for a high of 56 and partly cloudy and balmy conditions. Northwest winds at 3 to 7. Tonight, variable clouds, a low of 32. Thursday, partly cloudy to sunny and continued spring-like, a high of 57. Thursday night, clear to partly cloudy, a low of 28. And Friday, partly sunny and much cooler with a high of 37. Saturday, 42, a cool start but mostly sunny and turning breezy. Right now in Richland Center, following yesterday's high of 55, we were at 36 at midnight. Right now we're at 30 degrees. That is so far the overnight low. Today, Wednesday, February 21st.
This old block before, I've walked into abruptly closing doors. Schooled in hard knocks, I've learned a lot about how a heart can break. I might not know what love is, but I know what it ain't. It ain't laying in the dark and wondering why she hasn't called, and now it's 2 a.m. Ain't driving by your house to find her wrapped up in the arms of your ex-best friend. It ain't bold-faced lies or alibis, it cannot be explained. I might not know what love is, but I know what it ain't. I've been on the hurting side of pain. I might not know what love is, but I know what it ain't. It ain't showing up for dinner with a rose and Chardonnay, then drinking by yourself. It ain't a postcard from Hawaii saying we can still be friends, but I met someone else. It ain't bold-faced lies
Josh Turner on WRCO, and I know what it ain't. It's 11 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock on this Wednesday get-together. Phil Nee with you today. News, weather, and sports a little bit later on today. A nice opening to the WIAA postseason for girls basketball. The boys start next week, and we're getting down there towards state wrestling this weekend as well. We'll be on the air with the first round of action affecting the wrestlers from our most immediate area on Thursday night from the Kohl Center in Madison, getting underway around 7 o'clock or so. So join us all weekend for that as we follow the fortunes of the wrestlers in Southwest Wisconsin. Here's George Strait.
If you got a Cadillac, shack boy, a bucket full of money and a tree full of honey. But if you get no hugging, no smooching or a mugging, if you ain't loving, then you ain't living. If you're riding on a gravy train instead of walking down a lover's lane, you can't make hay. Cigars, you ain't so well to do unless you get a little coochie coo. It takes a little bit of smacking, all your life's lacking. If you ain't loving, then you ain't living.
For the weekend, I ain't gonna jump off the deep end. I ain't gonna ask where your ring is. Thing is, we all got secrets. You don't wanna hear about my last breakup. I don't wanna worry about space you take up. I don't even care if you're here when I wake up. It's just a room key. Say I never do this, cause truth is, lonely makes a heart ruthless. Ain't nobody gonna hurt nobody. Ain't nothing wrong with needing somebody. You can leave all that down in the lobby. No kidding. standards.
Ashley McBride on WRCO Radio. We remind you, Hill Country Classic Power will have its 2024 annual banquet Saturday, March 9th at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center. Social time begins at 6:30 and a dinner at 7. Cost to attend is $10 per person. RSVP by Thursday by calling Deb Posh at 608-647-8064.
Get ready. This week, Staples has deals so good, you're going to want to sit down. Are you sitting? I'll wait. Great. Right now, during Staples Sit-A-Thon, you can save up to $180 on select chairs. That's up to $180 off desk chairs, up to $180 off computer chairs, and up to $180 off gaming chairs. So hurry into Staples now for the Staples Sit-A-Thon and grab a seat or two. Ends 3-2. In-store only. See associate for details.
This is Garrett with Vitesnik Power Sports and V2 Boat Center. How many summers do you have to create everlasting memories that will last a lifetime? Come and see how we can help you create more family time, more time with friends, just more time with a new boat. Join us at our in-house boat show, February 23rd to the 25th at Vitesnik's in Richland Center, and take advantage of savings up to $16,000. New boat, new experiences, and new savings at Vitesnik Power Sports, Richland Center, and V2 Boat Center, Castle Rock Lake.
Where can you find quality furniture and excellent service? Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in downtown Richland Center. Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture Mattress Outlet offers the brand name furnishings you want, including Ashley. Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture Mattress and Outlet offers good, better, and best. If you don't find what you love in the store, we can order for you. Financing is available to qualified buyers. Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, two locations in downtown Richland Center.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com.
Are you really getting the best collision repair service when insurance companies choose one for you? Your choice is simple. Choose Classic Auto Body in Spring Green. Don't let your insurance company fool you. You can choose the body shop for your repairs. With Classic Auto Body, you get twice the value. Nationally acclaimed quality at a reasonable body shop rate. Your choice is simple. Classic Auto Body, located on Highway 14, Spring Green. 588-7399. That's 588-7399. Classic Auto Body, home of the Ring Brothers.
This is Lori Berry from the Investment Center at Community First Bank. Does your retirement plan fit your vision? Your plan should be as unique as you are. Whatever you envision, make sure you have the right investment mix, risk tolerance, and time horizon to get you from point A to point B. Contact me today to make sure your strategy aligns with your retirement dream.
Experience the difference. CFBankInvestmentCenter.com. Securities and insurance offered through LPL or its affiliates are not insured by FDIC or any other government agency. Not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations may lose value.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
6:21 the time. Good morning. It is 30 degrees at WRCO Studios. We'll recap the opening night of the WIA Girls Basketball Tournament coming up during sports. And the Badgers with a win by 4 points. Those Big Ten games are no gimmies, even in ones where, you know, the Badgers were leading down the stretch, thinking, okay, but they had to hit a whole bunch of free throws to get the victory iced down last night. More details coming up in about 10 minutes or so. Here's Jake Owen on FM 100.9.
Girl, I don't know what kind of fool he must be to think that he could leave you alone. and nobody would be taking you home. Girl, I need to talk to you, 'cause I got a question, smell like a suggestion. Here's the deal, if he ain't gonna love you, if he ain't gonna love you, I will. Like you never been loved before, love against the wall when you walk in the door. Love you like you won't leave, you want some more, if he ain't gonna love you, I will. It's obvious that something ain't right, or else you wouldn't be here tonight. And I don't wanna come on too strong, don't get me wrong. Girl, I need to talk to you, 'cause I got a question. See, it's more like a suggestion. Here's the deal.
Song.
Mark Chestnut with his version of that song, originally a Marshall Tucker Band song. Mark brought it to the Country Survey a few years ago. It is 30 degrees at WRCO, WRCO FM 100.9, and WRCO.com. Coming up, a news, weather, and sports update. Stay tuned.
Gunderson Boscobel Area Hospital and Clinics proudly welcomes family nurse practitioner Karen Lomas to our growing primary care team. With local roots and a diverse nursing background, Karen is passionate about helping patients reach their health goals through personalized care and support. Visits with Karen include wellness exams, women's health, acute illnesses, and management of chronic medical conditions. To schedule an appointment with Karen, call Gunderson Boscobel today.
Savor the flavor at Richland Locker with their unbeatable deals. Whole New York strip loins are just $6.48 per pound, and hand-cut New York strips are only $7.98 a pound. But that's not all. Discover a sea of Lent-friendly options, from shrimp to breaded walleye and haddock fillets to cod loins. And don't forget, fresh fish every Thursday afternoon. Richland Locker, where quality meets affordability. Hurry in and stock up on the best for your table.
The weather is so unpredictable, but you can count on Town & Country TV and Appliance in Richland Center. Shop the Winter Price Meltdown and save store-wide on Maytag, Whirlpool, and KitchenAid home appliances. They deliver and install in Richland Center and surrounding communities. Visit them at 2490 Highway 14 next to Goodwill, 8 to 5 Monday through Friday, or visit them online at townandcountryrc.com. That's townandcountryrc.com.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
News Time at 6:30 is sponsored by Bailey Paint and Decorating, your full-line Benjamin Moore dealer with quality paint and expert advice, and by Chet's Feed, Seed and Such, the friendly feed store. Today's forecast calls for partly cloudy and warmer conditions, a high of 56. For tonight, variable clouds and a low of 32. And a Thursday, 57. Continued sunny and mild. Friday, 37 degrees. In Richland Center, we're at 30, which is the overnight low.
Hello, friends. Ellie here from Chet's. I don't know about your birds, but ours have been loving this winter of white snow and the crunch of Chet's delicious birdseed. Stop down and grab a bag of sunflower seeds and Chet's Special. Suet cakes are buy 12, get one free. We even have corn and shell nuts for the squirrels, too. And as always, thank you for supporting our small business, because without you, there wouldn't be us.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I am Phil Nee. Here is what you need to know. Authorities in Two Rivers, Wisconsin issued an Amber Alert for a missing 3-year-old boy yesterday. According to Two Rivers Police, an adult caretaker called 911 just before 11 a.m. Tuesday to report Elijah View had not been seen since 8 a.m. at home near 39th and Michicott Road. The boy was described as 3 feet and 45 pounds, sandy hair and brown eyes. Two Rivers Police asked residents to search outbuildings, vehicles, and other concealed areas. They also asked residents to check their surveillance cameras as well. The tip line is 844-267-6648 with any information. The Richland County Board of Supervisors approved a facilities assessment study by Venture Architects at last night's meeting at a cost not to exceed $165,000. The study is said to be a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for positive, effective change. The outcomes of the project will have a generational impact for all residents of Richland County. It will include inventory and assessment, identifying facility deficiencies, forecasting future requirements, determining immediate short-term, long-term needs, assessing action steps, prioritizing needs and recommending solutions, and determining budget and affordability. Also last night, Susan Triggs, Register of Deeds, gave her 2023 year-end report to the board. The department recorded 2,772 real estate documents. There were also more deaths filed in Richland County than births. The department filed 154 births and 179 deaths. There were also 93 marriages filed. The actual receipts collected for 2023 were $162,000. Kathy Linz, Director of Neighborhood Housing Services, gave a report of the impact NHS has made on the community. The financial impact from 2018 to 2022 was nearly $65 million, and 499 homeowners were created or preserved in the area. Also, the numbers for 2022 were $13.7 million and $84, respectively. In other action, the board approved for the sheriff's office to spend no more than $160,000 for the purchase of two new squad vehicles and equipment and installation for those vehicles, for the highway department to purchase three Western Star tandem axle trucks totaling $480,690, and from the I-State Truck Center and one Western Star triaxle truck totaling $168,900 from I-State Truck Center for one truck. No one was hurt after an apparent fire in Gay's Mills early Monday morning. The fire started in the middle of the building and reached the attic before the fire was put out. According to Gay's Mills fire officials, it took about an hour and a half to put out the fire, which was kept to one of the five apartments in the building. Two other apartments had light smoke and water damage. The building is owned by Cooley Cap. The cause of the fire has not been released. More people will be coming into the La Crosse Airport in the future.
In a Facebook post, the airport announced American Airlines is adding another daily flight from Chicago to La Crosse this week. The airline will also be increasing the size of planes coming into La Crosse to make it easier to handle increased traffic. The move comes after Delta Airlines pulled service from the airport last summer. Airport officials say they're happy to see more flights and more connectivity for Western Wisconsin. Raymond Newport, Wisconsin Radio Network.
A new law in Wisconsin is making it easier for first responders to identify electric vehicles involved in emergencies. The statute requires Wisconsin residents who drive EVs to put a sticker in the top right corner of their license plate. Well, first responders can tell whether a regular vehicle is running or not by listening to the engine running. EVs run silently and could move if the emergency personnel aren't aware the vehicle is running. The EV sticker will remind first responders to make sure that the engine is off to prevent that. The State Department of Motor Vehicles will send stickers out to EV drivers over the coming months, with all expected to be delivered by the end of summer. Though ice fishing conditions have been iffy around Wisconsin this winter, the Department of Natural Resources reminds anglers about deadlines for removing permanent ice shanties. The agency says the deadlines depend on region between now and St. Patrick's Day or March 17th. DNR officials also note that though permanent ice shanties must be removed by a prescribed date, anglers can continue to use portable ice shanties as long as they are removed from the ice when not actively in use at the end of each day. Fuller information can be found by hitting the News tab on the DNR website. State Senator Brad Paff and State Representative Tip McGuire introduced legislation to provide property tax relief for Wisconsin families. Under the Wisconsin Circuit Breaker Property Tax Credit, Wisconsin's homeowners and renters would be eligible for the tax credit when their property taxes or the rent going toward property taxes exceeds 4% of their income. This would provide an estimated $500 in property tax relief to more than 1 million Wisconsin households. The credit is targeted to help Wisconsin households making less than $150,000. The national blood supply remains at critically low levels. The American Red Cross continues to attempt to rebuild the blood supply. Blood and platelet donors are urged to give now to help ensure life-saving medical procedures are not delayed. The first will be held today from 11 until 4 at Weston School. The second will be Friday from noon to 5 at Don Larson Superstore in Baraboo. Individuals are urged to make an appointment by using the Red Cross Blood Donor app, visiting redcrossblood.org, or by calling 1-800-RED-CROSS. That's 1-800-733-2767.
Bailey Paint and Decorating reminds you the perfect color should be enjoyed for years to come. Extraordinarily durable Benjamin Moore paint and exterior stain ensure just that. Bailey Paint and Benjamin Moore know getting the right product is the secret to success. Bailey Paint and Decorating ensures you'll have the right color and products and offers the best paint you can buy in Benjamin Moore paint products. Bailey Paint and Decorating, Court Street, downtown Richland Center, your Benjamin Moore headquarters.
Today's forecast calls for partly cloudy and balmy, a high of 56. Variable clouds tonight, a low of 32. Thursday, partly cloudy to sunny and continued spring-like with a high of 57. Thursday night, a low of 28. Friday's high, 37 degrees. In Richland Center, 55 was yesterday's high. This morning, we rise and shine after a midnight mark of 35. The air is calm, and we're at our overnight low so far. It is 30 degrees.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM Certified Service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit JonesChev.com.
Join the River Valley Baseball team for an Easter egg hunt Saturday, March 30th from 10 a.m. to noon at River Valley Baseball Field, 660 Varsity Boulevard, Spring Green. The egg hunt starts at 10:30, split by age groups 4K and under, kindergarten through second grade, third through fifth grade. Don't forget to bring your own basket. For more information, contact Coach Heinemeier at 608-588-2554. $10 per child includes entry and 10 game tickets. Enjoy food, music, games, prizes, and photos with the Easter Bunny. Sports Time is sponsored by Richland Hospital, specializing in rural health care since 1924, making a difference by caring, educating, and healing. And by the Homesteaders Store, Southern Wisconsin's tractor experts. Well, we'll recap last night's first-round tournament girls' games and recap a Badger win by 4 over the Terrapins.
All Cub Cadet mowers are on sale now at the Homesteader Store. Hi, this is Rick. The sale includes industry-leading Cub Cadet Ultima Zero Turn mowers with both lap bar and steering wheel units. The sale includes the quality Enduro Series lawn and garden tractors. They are all on sale, so come and save $150 to $500. See the full line of Cub Cadet products at your mower headquarters, the Homesteader Store, Highway 14 East, or at homesteaderstore.com.
Ithaca picked up a 54-40 win over Riverdale on the opening night of the WIAA girls basketball tournament last night. The Bulldogs pulled away in a close game in the last 4 minutes to improve to 15-9 on the season. They will play in the second round of the postseason Friday night at Highland after the Cardinals defeated Benton 47-31 in another Round 1 Division 5 game. Riverdale led 17-16 at halftime. The lead changed hands a few times in the second half. The game was tied at 38 with 4:40 left. The Bulldogs then hit two big three-point baskets, one from Kaylee Miller and the other from Olivia Young, which gave them the permanent lead. Miller led all scorers with 16, including 4 three-pointers, and Josie Lau added 11. Riverdale was led by Zuri Dennis and Macy McKay with 14 points apiece. Kennedy Cooey scored 10. Riverdale's season ends with a final mark of 8-17. In other action from last evening, it was a win for Belmont over Potosi-Cassville, 56-36. River Ridge, 64-36 over North Crawford. It was Wazika Steuben getting the win against Seneca, 65-23. Royal, 70. Plum City, Elmwood, 17. Elma Center, Lincoln got the win last night, 42-33 over Hillsboro. Cashton with a 55-47 win against New Lisbon. Kickapoo, 53. Lafarge Youth Initiative, 30. And Brookwood got the win against Wuniwok Center, 62-56. All of those Division 5 games. In Division 4, Lancaster was a winner in girls basketball, 48-32. Broadhead with a 78-40 victory over Wisconsin Heights. Darlington, 71, and Boscobel, 46. And Fenimore, 72-27 over Parkview. Turning to Division 3, Richland Center on the road lost in that first-round tournament game to Dodgeville. Final score was 82-29. And Bigfoot was a winner against River Valley, 47-31. East Troy got the win against Lodi, 50-35. And turning to Division 2 schools, And those games last night, La Crosse Logan 52-46 over Toma. La Crosse Central got the victory against Portage 59-35. Sparta with a win against Baraboo 51-33. And Mount Horeb 50-41 over Delavan Darien. Max Klesmit hit a three-pointer, and the Badgers converted 11 high-pressure free throws in the last minute to held off Maryland 74-70. Eight of the Terrapins' 13 losses have been decided by one possession this season. Wisconsin forward Tyler Wall scored 18 points and a half of a half dozen rebounds, leading a score sheet containing four UW players in double figures. Wisconsin's record improves to 18-9 overall, 10-6 in the Big Ten. For Coach Greg Gard's team, they're off until next Tuesday when they'll play at Indiana against the Hoosiers. Coach Gard felt they did a better job defensively.
They initiate contact. They come at you. They jump into you. You know, they're physical, coming downhill, specifically him. Reese is a handful in the post as well. I thought we, you know, for the most part, we did what we needed to do, and then it's on the ref. What's he going to call? But much better.
Marquette starts a three-game homestand tonight with a Big East Conference game against DePaul. The tip-off at Five Serve Forum is scheduled for 8 p.m. The Blue Demons have an overall record of 3-22 and are winless in 14 conference games. Veteran coach Doc Rivers says he told the Bucks front office he didn't understand why his predecessor Adrian Griffin Jr. was fired. Rivers recounted his thoughts during an appearance on SiriusXM NBA Radio, the starting lineup show. Milwaukee showed Griffin the door despite a 30-13 record. The Bucks won two out of the three under interim coach Joe Prunty, and who have dropped now 7 of 10 since Rivers took over. Rivers is the team's fourth coach in 9 months. That's a look at sports today on this Wednesday morning. I'm Phil Nee.
Unmanaged high blood pressure is one of the leading causes of heart disease. Because there are usually no symptoms associated with high blood pressure, it's important to have yours checked regularly. This American Heart Month, the Richland Hospital and Clinics reminds you that you have the power to take action and protect yourself from heart disease. Working more actively into your day and managing your blood pressure can have a big impact on protecting your health.
Time to do some thinking, even when I'm not drinking. So many thoughts are crossing my mind. Sometimes on the road we travel, even good things unravel. The best gifts are left behind. The last time I saw you in the hot August sun, the last time I saw you, well, I was too dang headstrong. Last time I saw you, should have met you halfway. The last time I saw you, I should have asked you to stay. Did you finally sell all your things and plant your roots in the Delray Beach sand, just like you always dreamed about? I know my ring ain't on your finger. Do you ever miss all the things that we were? I guess I just wonder what you're doing now. The last time I saw you in the hot August sun, the last time I saw you, well, I was too dang headstrong. Last time I saw you, should have met you halfway. The last time I saw you, I should have asked you to stay. I can still see your
last time I saw you was in the hot August sun. The last time I saw you, well, I was too down. Headstrong, last time I saw you, should have met you halfway. The last time I saw you, I should have asked you to stay. The last time I saw you, I should have asked you to stay.
Chris Chitsey and WRCO Radio. As we move on towards 7 o'clock, Hank Bray is here in case anybody was worried. Hey, Hank, how you doing there? Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Yeah, good morning, Hank.
How you doing, buddy?
Yeah, not bad, no. Oh.
You sound better.
I look better, too, right?
You sound better.
It's good to see you, baby. It's been a long, long while. We're both a whole lot older and seen a lot of miles. But things are really different now since the good old days. And you've been in some trouble since we went our separate ways. We'll have to say hello maybe some other time instead. 'Cause you're wanted by the police and my wife thinks you're dead. Somebody spread the rumor that you had lost your life. At least that's the way I heard it and what I told my wife. I hear you showing up again and talk is getting round. And I can see that one of us will have to leave this town. If you think that I want trouble, then you're crazy in your head. 'Cause you're wanted by the police and my wife thinks you're dead. Just up and disappeared. Nobody knew what happened. Where you've been for all these years. Now trouble's what you're looking like, 'cause trouble's where you've been. And I can see the kind of trouble you could get me in. You better pay attention to every word I said. 'Cause you're wanted by the police and my wife thinks you're dead. To talk, but I'm faithful to my wife and I don't never break the law. I don't know where you're headed for, but I know where you've been. We reminisce, now let's just go our separate ways again. Go find another ex-sweetheart to hang around instead. 'Cause you're wanted by the police and my wife thinks you're dead. I said you wanted by the police and my wife thinks you're dead.
Junior Brown on WRCO Radio. American Idol will reportedly welcome the granddaughter of the late country music icon Loretta Lynn to the stage in the next season of season 22. 25-year-old Emmy Russell will audition for a spot on the popular reality singing series that was revealed in her local Tennessee newspaper. The episode will be airing this week, Sunday night, February 25th. I just wanted to be around other young creatives like me, Russell said. I think just the hard work of it, and it was outside the traditional way that my grandma had, which is publishing a deal and getting the record deal. So it'll be interesting to see whether she makes it or not. The new season of American Idol got underway on Sunday night, and I missed it, but I can probably go back. I don't get real interested until they start to get down to, they whittle them down to maybe 24 or so. Then you can kind of start, but there's so many that it just kind of makes your head spin. I can't keep track of them all. There's some good human interest stories in there and everything, but we may have to watch for Loretta's granddaughter coming up on Sunday night's episode.
Advanced Pump and Well Solutions does it all, including well pump repair service, pressure tank replacement, new well and pressure system installations, water tests, well chlorination, typically same-day service. They are respected throughout this part of the state, and they have a lot of pull. Chris Jarr on his International Tractor and Larry Ferguson on his Oliver. Who has the most pull? Stop at Advanced Pump and Well Solutions in Richland Center and find out more. Or call them at 608-649-4488.
Hi, this is Teresa Clary with Clary Memorial Funeral Home. With today's rising inflation, now is the perfect time to pre-plan and pre-fund your funeral with coverage from Pekin Insurance through Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Your pre-funded policy, called Pathway, is guaranteed and can be used anywhere in the United States. Call today and protect against future inflation with a Pathway policy from Pekin Insurance. Contact Josh Clary at Clary Memorial Funeral Home for more information.
Hi, Travis with Wirtz Floor and Home. Want to improve your sleep quality? Maybe a mattress with a built-in cooling cover is just what you need from American Bedding that is made right here in Wisconsin. Stop down to our newly remodeled showroom and see why we have quickly become Spring Green's largest mattress dealer. With over a dozen mattresses on display, our expert staff will assist you in finding the perfect mattress to give you a quality night's sleep. Located on Highway 14 next to the Ring Brothers.
Scott Industries is hiring for manufacturing positions in Muscadet, Wisconsin. Machine operators start at $15 per hour. You may earn $20 per hour or more through incentives. All night shifts receive a $2 per hour night bonus. Work at modern state-of-the-art facilities. Excellent profit sharing plan, medical and life insurance, paid holidays and vacations. Apply at Scott Industries in Muscadet. Call 739-3171 for an appointment to fill out an application.
The Muscadet Mini Mart and Hunch Brothers Pizza team up to bring you the best option for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Making fresh pizza from cheesy breakfast pizza to the lunchtime hunk of pizza. And get a delicious 12-inch pizza and wings you can take home for dinner. All this comes with quality service and you are treated like family. Get all this at Muscadet Mini Mart, along with top quality fuel. You can call in your order and have it ready for pickup. 739-3733, the Muscadet Mini Mart.
When you visit the shoebox, it's like going back in time, with customer service being the number one priority. Now is the time to visit the shoebox, with track, baseball, and softball season soon getting underway. The shoebox takes pride in making sure all athletes get the pair of shoes they need to compete at a high level. From the beginner athlete all the way to the pros, you'll receive service like it ought to be at the shoebox in Black Earth.
The update at 7, right around the bend. Right now in WRCO, we look out at a 29-degree morning, and we're headed toward 56 a little bit later on today. For tonight, 32. 57, kind of in the same ballpark again for tomorrow. Before it cools off, temperatures on Friday, 37, Saturday, 42, and Sunday, 48. By next Monday, a high of 57. By next Tuesday, 62 degrees. So we're living all right here, I guess, in this February month, and looking at some warm temperatures into next week, and then getting awful close to March. Here's Timothy Craig.
I'm waiting on a call from the Tin Man. Something that I shouldn't have to do. We knew right from the start that he didn't have a heart, but that's a job the wizard has to do. Self-concern, watch out, you might get burned. A slow burn of the coldest kind. I'm waiting on a call from the Tin Man, and I've been waiting such a long, long time. Knocking on the door of the Tin Man. Something that I shouldn't have to do. do. Everyone in town knows that he can bring you down with his insecure bad attitude. Don't know what you said to God inside his head, so he can turn on you on a dime. I'm knocking on the door of the Tin Man, and I've been knocking such a long, long time. Ooh, what's your next cynical move? Call from the Tin Man, but my waiting days are over and through. We could have made a brand new start if he only had a heart, but that's a job the wizard has to do.
Today's forecast calls for a high of 56, a low of 32 tonight. We're at 29 at WRCO-FM in Richland Center, Wisconsin. The update at 7 is coming up next. It is sponsored by Jones Chevrolet, the car and truck people of Southwest Wisconsin. The Richland Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first, and PCB Wealth Management. Good morning. The time is now 7 o'clock.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet, your one-stop shop for all your service needs on Highway 14 East or at joneschev.com.